We have a shortage of physicians. You can blame it on aging baby boomers if you want. You can blame it in part on more people being insured under Obamacare. But the experts say this doctor shortage is only going to get worse in the future. That's prompted the Michigan legislature to consider a bill that would allow advanced practice registered nurses to do some of the things that only doctors are allowed to do right now. And with us to talk about that is the dean of the University of Michigan School of Nursing, Kathleen Potempa. So I want to understand this better. Give me an example of what nurses might be able to do if this legislation passes.
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to speak to this. Senate Bill 2, as it's called, defines the scope of practice for advanced practice registered nurses and brings Michigan's public health code into alignment with national education and practice standards. I want to be clear, however, that the responsibilities of APRNs will not change. In other words, the responsibilities that they currently carry based on their graduate and postgraduate education and specialty areas will continue. However, what this bill will do is allow APRNs to practice to the full extent of this education and experience. For example, APRNs will be directly accountable for the care they provide and not underwritten by a physician who may or may not know the patient that's being cared for.
Let me stop you. I want to make sure I understand this. You're saying nurses are already able to do these procedures or take care of practice the way they do. The only difference is they're doing it under the supervision of a physician rather than just being able to do it what they're qualified to do.
Correctly. And now with the passage of this, if it should pass, their name and credentials will be available on prescriptions, patient test results, and patient records. Thus, it'll be very transparent to the public who is ordering these things and who is managing their care.
So if that's the case, why have physicians have supervised these kinds of procedures and practices in the past?
Well, I think that advanced practice nursing has grown over the last 60 years, and nurses have grown in their practice along with the educational standards nationally. Advanced practice nurses are now educated at the graduate level. They receive extensive training, and old practices that occurred many, many decades ago sometimes linger in states. And now there's 18 states that have recognized APRN practice for what it is, and we're hoping that Michigan will do the same for the benefit of our patients.
Have there been reports of any kind of problems in those other states?
Oh, absolutely not. If you look at the 18 states, many of whom have had legislation such as Senate Bill 2 describes for decades, the kind of claims for malpractice, for example, are very low for APRNs compared to other disciplines, and that's the same before or after such laws pass.
I wonder what physicians' groups think about this change in some states.
Well, I can't speak for physician groups. I think that we have many, many, many physicians who are very in favor of this, just as we have legislators who are in favor of it on both sides of the aisle. I think the important thing to remember is this is about patients. It's not really about physicians and nurses, and that this is something that we know will expand access to providers. It will create much greater transparency to the public and patients about who is caring for them and who is doing the planning of their care and ordering prescriptions. It'll be much easier, for example, for a pharmacist to directly contact the provider have any conversations about the prescription, as often happens, regardless of who the provider is, because everyone's conscious of getting the right dose at the right time to the right person. So these are things that are important enhancements, we believe, for patient access, for patient safety, and for continuing the quality of care that we know nurses can provide and that the public needs.
If advanced practice registered nurses are going to be given greater responsibility, greater authority, I'm wondering if they're going to be paid more like physicians.
Well, we've not seen that in other states, and I think that many nurse practitioners and primary care providers of physicians don't get the same amount of compensation, for example, as specialty providers. But we don't see a tremendous ramp up based on these changes. Nurses are, it's important to remember that what's changing in this law is the recognition of what nurses do. It's not giving them more responsibility. It's potentially giving them opportunity to have greater access, patients to have greater access.
I'm wondering, rural areas face the most severe shortages of doctors, and I'm assuming there's a greater demand for this legislation there. Will there be enough qualified nurses able to take on this authority?
There will be a number of APRNs available in the rural areas to take to continue this and to expand their access to patients. It's interesting to note that in the state of Michigan, the areas that have the greatest shortage of physicians tend to have programs, advanced practice programs through those local colleges and universities. And so we have many more advanced practice nurses in those areas, such as the Upper Peninsula, the western part of the state, the northwestern part of the state, and northeastern part of the state. So many of those universities have been preparing advanced practice nurses for a number of years.
We're talking about Senate Bill number 2, which would allow advanced practice registered nurses to have the authority to do some things that they can only do under doctor's supervision right now. And we've been talking to the Dean of the University of Michigan School of Nursing, Kathleen Potempa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.